You're listening to Games of Future Past on the Fat Gatsby Network.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I sound exhausted.
It's been a long year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Games of Future Past. This is Tim. That's Dave.
Hey.
And joining us today is also Weiss.
Sitting
in.
Yeah, we definitely have not already been recording for almost 4 hours for another podcast. This is Games of Future Past, backlog of the year.
Yes.
Dish out some awards to our, I don't know, old games that we played this year of, which this year I got off my ass and played a bunch of old games. At least in the first half of the year, I played some older stuff. I was very dismayed last year when we went to do this podcast and I'd played like 8 things. And I was like, what the f-? I got so much shit in my house I got to play. So I did get around to playing some older games this year.
Good. It feels like this year, it feels like the inverse. It feels like I played a lot of newer games this year. I especially did not play a lot of retro, like deliberately old games, like games from the from the previous century. I really did not play a lot of this year, which is unusual for me.
No, I didn't. It was mostly just, you know, kind of past 5 years Steam stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
mm-hmm.
quite hit my goal of 10% of my Steam library played. But hey, there's still 4 days left. Who knows? But yeah, I did play some backlog stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So our first category is best 2015 game we played in 2016.
Yes.
And for me, that was certainly Bloodborne. Hands fucking down. That game might have been number one or number two on my game of the year list last year if I had played it. I was sitting there like, oh, man, is it better than Witcher 3? I don't know. It's pretty good, though.
I'm really looking forward to playing that game. Yeah, I just bought it. And Dark Souls was hard. I also played Dark Souls this year, and it was hard. I really it didn't click with me. I didn't get into it. And I did not have the luxury of getting to spend more time with it.
I remember yelling at one point, like, no, stop going down. You got to go up the stairs over here. Yes. Stop it.
Yep. I'm hoping Bloodborne will suck me in more.
Oh.
Here's hoping. I want to get sucked.
What's your 2015 game of 2016? Do you have one?
I do. My 2015 game of 2016 is Undertale, which I was surprised to discover that it was real close. I must have played Undertale like the first week of January because I felt like I played it last year. And for most intents and purposes, I pretty much did. But technically, it was this year.
That's where I was with D4, where I'm just sort of like, oh, yeah, I did play that this year. Yeah.
You played Undertale.
Yeah, I played Undertale and I really liked it. It was real. Again, it was real close to being last year. It was holiday season last year. It was about a year ago. And Undertale, that Undertale, you know, blew up and became the cultural phenomenon in gaming that it did at that time. I kind of forgot about now because now it's nowhere to be seen. It's hard to say now. Like, was Undertale a flash in the pan?
Well, no, you won't because MAGFest.
Right.
Right.
Undertale was weird, and I didn't love everything about it, but it was so weird and such a unique thing. I can't even explain now why it worked so well, but it just did.
How did your playthrough go? I assume you kind of got like the middle ending.
Yeah. I didn't neither. And I tried my best to be pacifist, I think.
To get the super pacifist ending, there's like some other stuff you also have to do.
Yeah. And that's the I really to play through this, you got to play through it multiple times. And
that's the expectation.
That's not something I have the luxury to be able to do. So that's what hindered my Undertale experience was not, the complete playing it through multiple times thing. But I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. And I enjoyed it for what it was. Just playing it through once was enough.
The thing that broke kind of Undertale for me is that I got to the end, and then the flower was like, oh man, you should try to go through without killing anything. And I was like, I just did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about, buddy? I didn't kill a damn thing. And then it was like, you know, I looked up stuff, and I'm like, oh, you got to, like, do this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, well, fuck you. Now I'd have to play through the game basically exactly the same way I just did, except for adding on, like, a few side quests with characters, you know, in the back half. And I was just like, nope.
Yeah, so. But a cool world with a lot of lore buried deep down if you're interested in looking for it. But that game's tone, you can't call it quirky because that belittles it. It's more than that. It's weird. It's a trip, man.
Undertale. The music.
Yeah, great music.
That gives it.
Yeah. Might possibly best classic soundtrack worthy music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Weiss, you just punch in whenever you have anything you want to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I played between... I forgot. I do have two other games that I didn't mention on that long podcast. But for 2015, between D4 and Dropsy, I'm gonna go with Dropsy right now. It could be either of those. But another game with a very singular focus and voice that I really enjoy, and another... obviously very weird world, but I really enjoyed the way that they did the mechanics, which is sort of like Toonstruck in that, you know, they don't use words in the bubbles to denote things. It's their own language of pictograph that you sort of have to figure out what is leading to what.
Mm.
And it really like brings you into that world once you kind of like see what they're talking about, and it kind of has this weird, almost like a contents Toe Jam and Earl world where, you know, like you go a little north and there's some aliens, or you go a little south and, you know, there's this or there's that. And it felt very like 90s 16-bit world of like spread out in that kind of like sense. It's just a really cool tone. Yeah,
Dropsy is 75% off right now on the Steam sale, so I'm thinking maybe I should just buy it. It's also it's in a big Devolver bundle. But
there's always a big Devolver bundle. I should look at that and see what I have in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
looking. They don't stop making games.
Yeah.
None of us played Super Hot, I guess. That was Devolver.
No.
Oh, that was Devolver, huh? Yeah. It never got cheap enough for me to,
yeah,
not to be a money dick, but that game was like what 25 and I never really saw it less than like 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta put together our cheap Steam games here.
All right. Product of its time, game that could never be made today. For me, that was Layer, which couldn't get made today for a number of reasons, one of which is because it shut down Factor 5. another reason is that it had motion controls jammed into it where they had no business being. You know, this is a PS3 launch game where you're flying around on the back of a dragon, which is great when you consider also that it's made by, you know, it was made by the company that made the Rogue Squadron games, which are excellent. But this game was clearly had to make a launch date, and it clearly had someone say, you need to use the 6-axis controls.
Yeah.
And what you get in the end is a mess that Deep Sixed, one of the companies I was a bit fond of back about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That game's 10 years old. Yeah, because it's 2006. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked it up this year or last year, and I still haven't had the chance to pop it in.
Gosh, it's crazy to think that, like,